Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin.
Well, happy Halloween, everyone. I'm Jason Ophir, joined by the beautiful and talented psychic medium Sherry, where we are going to talk about, I don't know what tonight, but probably acknowledge some Halloween-ness. And we're certainly celebrating Sherry's 6th anniversary as co-host on Paranormal Horizons. So, Sherry, how's it going?
Really good. Just doing a lot today. Getting some stuff done at home. Had a wonderful lunch with a girlfriend. We had Vietnamese food. And, yeah, it was really, really good. So, yeah, just staying home, staying out of trouble, and just keeping to ourselves. That's pretty much about it.
Well, that's pretty much what I've been doing, just working and keeping my head low and just trying to stay alive in this crazy world.
Yay!
Still alive, still kicking. I did get fully vaccinated through because I was essentially forced to, but so far I have no side effects. I'm not growing a third arm or I haven't developed any cancer that I'm aware of anyways. So we'll see how that goes. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, as I said many times. I'm just really skeptical of this whole vaccine thing. But other than that, things have been relatively uneventful. We've taken a few weeks off and we're back. I know we're both excited to get on. And congratulations, Sherry, 6 years on this podcast. That's a lot of shows. I don't even know how many hundred.
I know. And how long have you been on radio? How long have it, prior to me, how long have you been on radio, you know, before I started? Because I started exactly 6 years ago. It was October 31st. It is exactly my six-year mark with you for Paranormal Horizons. Literally, it was like, I remember the 6 years ago when I first came on, I was so nervous. Oh, my gosh. And when Pat Rice had told me, she goes, well, I just asked her, how many people are going to be listening? Oh, you know, you could be from, you know, maybe a couple thousand to 20,000, 30,000, depending on who you have a guest and what the subject is and this and that. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. But, no, it's easy now. It's easy. Jason, you know what we could do? I'm just throwing it out there. I was thinking about us this earlier this evening, but I was thinking maybe we should try a live. You know, your place. I mean, we can see if we can do a live from your place and my place, and we can interject just like you do Zoom.
Yeah, we could definitely set that up. It makes things a lot easier because there is a little bit of a delay when Sherry and I talk because we're not together, but I guess it's worked out due to the pandemic that, you know, being separated. So once things calm down a bit, we should definitely give that a shot. To answer your question, how long have I been doing it? I want to say probably a year before you, but then before Paranormal Horizons, it was a year on another podcast. So it's been a really long time. But I did want to also mention there are a couple callers in queue, so I don't know if they're listening or they have something they want to add, maybe a paranormal experience or anything like that, or maybe it's just crank callers. I don't know. I always encourage
it's Halloween. We don't even know
good
what's going to
crank
happen.
Call. Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Okay,
see.
Well, we'll go ahead and take the calls.
All right. Hey, was that
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes, hey. How you guys doing? Yeah, we're definitely not crank callers or anything. I am. My number does say 937 area code, but I'm actually from Florida. I'm at the college in Ohio.
Oh, very cool.
You're calling from Portland, you said?
I'm sorry, say again.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. I went to college
in Ohio. That's the reason my number is 937.
Oh, no problem. Hey, welcome to Paranormal Horizons. What can we help you with?
Okay, so I was actually given this number by a friend. So you guys give like psychic advice, or is it more so conversation? Because I thought.
That's entirely up to Sherry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, go for it.
So recently I had a love affair end. And I was wondering if that love affair is going to rekindle, or should I move on to something new?
What is your name again? It's
William.
Floyd? Your name is Floyd?
No, William.
William,
I'm sorry. See, I can't hear. It's not that I can't hear, but the voice is not coming. It's kind of like that kind of thing, so that's why I have to ask you. Okay, and what is the gal's name?
Speaker.
I'm sorry, can't hear you. Jason?
Yeah, I think he's taking it off speaker.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
That's better. That's better. It was kind of, that's what it sounds like. That's why I wasn't able to hear it very well. But your name is William, and the gal that you had broken up with is, what's her name?
Miracle.
First name only. Say that
miracle.
Again.
Miracle. Like a miracle.
Like a miracle. Okay. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so let me go and tap in. Wow, put on the spot. I'm gonna turn it on. So, wow, she's fussy. She's really particular. Very particular. You don't talk. I'm getting that you don't communicate. You don't communicate with her. She wants more than what you can give her. I'm getting also, too, that you care about her and everything, but your communication is not, sometimes you kind of withhold information. And what am I getting? She's not very focused. Back and forth. She's really scattered in her thinking. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. Very scattered in her thinking, not very grounded and very settled. Is she going to come to you? The first thing I'm saying is that you got some lessons between both of you. Do I see that she will come back only if she thinks she needs you? I'm going to be honest with you. This is how I am. I'm very direct. I don't color things. I feel like if she is like, oh, I can't find anybody else, or maybe I feel bad, or, she's so emotional and everything, kind of not saying that she's mostly mentally just, kind of like off or anything. She's just, that's her personality. She reminds me of a very much of a type A personality. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's gone through a lot in her life, and the reason we don't have communication because
family.
The reason we don't have clear communication is because often she's the one that shuts down. It's hard to communicate with her because she shuts down.
I got a feeling that you don't communicate with her also. The way you guys communicate are two different methods. The way she communicates and the way you communicate, she just gets frustrated. That's why she shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see you guys getting back together? Not really.
Okay.
You're going to really have to do some work, and the only thing I can suggest that you do is improve yourself. That's all you can do. You can't change her. All you can do is improve yourself, be the best person you can be, and, do you really, and this is the questions you have to ask yourself. Is she the person just the way she is now? Would you go and marry her at this instant the way she is and everything, good, bad, and the ugly?
Yes.
Question.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think she's ready. She's got too much going on right now.
I think there's a lot going on with her and also her family.
She's got a lot of family issues. A lot of family issues that she hasn't been able to resolve, and it's also spilling out in the relationship she has outside her family, and including yourself. Very independable. She can be very independent, but she wants to be dependable. It's just back and forth. I see this back and forth, wavering back and forth, and just kind of like just scattered, very scattered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? So she probably, say it again.
No, I was saying I agree. I personally feel her family did a lot of damage to her, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Very, very much so. Yeah, mom, dad, that kind of thing. I don't really want to go into it because it's really personal. I don't know if it's, you know, right to go into detail, but it's probably not. I feel like this is not a good time to go into detail, but the question is, no, I do not see that, unless she gets very needy and she thinks, okay, I need to come back to you. Maybe I'll try it out again or this and that and everything else. But I would say not likely in a healthy way. If she's coming back to you, it's got to be in a healthy way. I would not – if she came back to you, it would not be in a healthy way. She would not be stable enough to make it work long term. Okay? I hope it works out for you. And I want you to go and write your list down to what the things that you may want. And, you know, don't settle for less. So sometimes, even though we love somebody, the other person may not be, you know, feeling the same way. Sometimes it's not meant to happen. It's always about synchronicity. I always pay attention and tell my clients it's all about synchronicity. Sometimes we fight and it's just not meant to be. You're just going against the wall. So, yeah, just be the best person you can be. And, you know, if it happens when she comes back and she becomes a little bit more whole, that's great. But, you know, yeah, I'm not saying that you may have a part in it, but I'm just saying that she's got a lot to deal with. And the first thing I see is her family, a lot of family, deep-set family issues. Like I said, I don't want to get into it. Okay?
Okay.
I hope the reading was helpful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Only thing, I am a little confused about my communication part, but I guess, like you said, if I just work on myself, I can kind of figure those things out.
Yeah, and communication works both ways. So maybe you're not communicating the way she wants you to communicate, so there may be a lack of communication. Not saying that you don't have communication. Women speak sometimes a different language than men do. So you have to come to agreement and come to on the same playing field. You know, sometimes we women can communicate differently, and if you're not communicating the way she wants you or is understood or you can't read her mind or whatever, all these different things, then a person just gets frustrated or they act out, they shut down. There's many ways in how they, you know, when things are not working. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Yeah, just all you can do is work on yourself. Anyway, happy Halloween. Thank you for calling in. If you have any other questions, you can call back in. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Lee.
All right, no problem. Good luck with everything.
All right. Yeah, we're rooting for you. Okay, cool.
Well, I know I'm a guy, and I don't know if it's a guy thing, but I don't communicate well either.
You know, really, it's true, Jason. I mean, it's like thousands of readings, and even with my relationship with my husband, we communicate on different levels, and I'm just thinking that even though I say, well, my husband will communicate with me, but we're communicating on a different level. He communicates differently than I do. So in order to make it work, we have to think together and have an understanding and being able to try and communicate on the level in the same level so that we're able to make things work. Because if you're working on one way and he's working on a different way or he's perceiving things or you know, there's so many different factors in why we can't communicate or can or how we perceive things that are being said or what's supposed to be said. It just gets all messed up.
All right. Well, we do have one more caller on hold. Sherry, I don't know if it's a reading or not. Are you open to do another one if it is?
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
All right. Hello?
Hi, caller. Hello, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Shanice.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, Florida. Oh, we just had Florida.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a question for sure?
Yeah, sure. My question is that I'm engaged to someone, and there's been, some issues with the whole engagement and everything, and I'm wondering if we're going to be engaged long-term or if we're going to get married or if things are just going to dissolve. There's been some issues, and, I know he's, very spiritual, the person that I'm engaged to, so, he really wants it to work, but there's, some issues that are going on, and I'm not sure if it's going to work long term.
Okay, so how long have you guys been engaged now?
I met him in March, and we got engaged in June.
Oh, you met him in March, and you're getting engaged in June. Okay, so what is
right.
it? I'm sorry. What is your name again?
My name is Shanice.
Denise?
Shanice.
Oh, Denise. Okay, Denise. And
Instead of Denise, it's Shanice, the singer. Shanice.
Oh.
Yeah, Shanice.
Okay, Denise. Okay, and your partner's name is? First
name? His name is Henley.
Say that again. I'm sorry. This is not doing very well tonight. What's your name again? Jason, tell me what your name is.
Okay, my name is Shanice, and his name is Henley.
Henley. Okay.
Yeah, hers is, I believe, Shanice with an S. Is that correct?
Right, Shanice.
Shanice.
Right, Shanice.
Okay, that's a beautiful name. Wow. I don't know what my landline is just, it seems like it tonight it's not clear. I can hear Jason, but it seems like the other calls are coming in. It's just very, kind of very staticky and just kind of not very clear. So, wow. So you're a very, the first thing I'm getting, and I'm reading you really quickly. So the first thing is you're very empathic. You're very sensitive and very empathic. You're a very loving person. The only thing that I see that may be a problem is sometimes you don't say really what's on your mind, especially if it feels like it's going to hurt another person. You're very sensitive in how you say things, and sometimes you kind of not want to say anything, but you hold it back because you want to make sure everybody gets along. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a gift of being an empath, just like I said. Henley, he's very logical. Why am I getting he's very, very logical? He's very meticulous, and he's very linear. Does that make any sense? You guys are very opposite. That's what I'm getting. Does that make sense to you?
Right, so, with Henley, he's more so, spiritual. He's involved in, the magical arts of, the voodoo and stuff like that. So I know that he's done, some love spells on me. And, it seems like it's been working because, even though we haven't really been communicating that much, I think about him a lot. But I've been kind of giving him the opportunity to call and to reach out to me more to see where the future will be. Because I spoke to another psychic because she said that I would have a move of home in the next, 6 months. And I was, wondering, where I would be moving. Would it be with him or would it be in another place, my own? I was trying to understand it all.
Okay. So I would like you to think about your relationship. Now, you, like I said with the other caller, you can only control what you can do. Do I see this person is going to reach out only when he feels like it? this is me. When you're going into the dark arts and you're doing spells and things, that to me can maybe a violation. Could be a violation to your privacy. If you wanted to have a relationship, why can't you just say, I care about you, I want a relationship, or I don't think this is going to work. Why is he this is what I'm feeling right now. Why is he messing with you without your permission of doing spells? That to me is kind of scary.
I told him about it. Yeah, he told me about the spell word, but it was after the fact. And it was after he had a piece of my hair and did some work with it and some other things too. But that was at the very beginning. Like, that was even before the engagement. Supposedly, after he gave the engagement ring, he broke all of those spells. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe it could be other spiritual work at play.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Jason, what are you thinking? I don't feel very good about this, to be honest with you. I don't feel good. I feel that, you know, even though that everybody should have free will to do things and manipulate and using magic like that is wrong. I don't feel good, to be honest with you. I don't feel good. I think you should have a person that's really right on, above board, even before, after, whatever, and working on spells and things. Why are they doing that? Is it something that they trying to conjure, manipulate, or whatever?
I think the spell work was done so that, like, I would never leave. Because the thing that he told me about with the hair, like, when they do that spell, it's so that you continue to have obsessive thoughts about that person and that you never leave that person, that you'll always be connected to that person.
You should do that without, if it's meant to happen, it should happen without doing spell work. It's like conjuring something. No.
I agree.
Wow.
Supposedly that spell was broken after the engagement, but I don't know. Like, you know how when you see a person and you're like, oh, well, yeah, that's the type of person that I would date? Like, when I first met him, like, it really wasn't exactly the type of person that I would really, like, date. Like, we were, like, totally different. But then, like, after his personality grew on me, I was like, okay, it's fine. And then, like, when I started finding out about the conjuring and stuff like that, it just kind of made it seem like, you know, it was just kind of like an eerie thing. And then there are certain things, like, throughout the day that I do that he knows about. And, like, he could only know about it if he saw me in the mirror or, like, if he was, like, connected to my spirit. Like, there's only certain things that you would know about a person each day if you were into the magic, if you could see them in the mirror or if you were, like, right next to them. And there's certain things that he told me that I'm just like, wow, how is it possible that he knew? And I guess he knows because of the magic, the spirituality, the voodoo.
Yeah, I personally would probably stay away from that. It's up to you. You're a beautiful soul, and I don't want to see you get hurt or be trapped into somebody that's trying to control you without your permission, let alone without you wanting that. And I think that personally, I think that you need somebody, or just yourself, just being by yourself and not being involved in the dark arts. That's just me. I don't feel good about that. I just feel like for your protection, I think you need to kind of drift away, you know, and perhaps maybe get some help in making sure that you're clean. We can, you know, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm thinking that I'm going to get help. To speak to someone who does voodoo, and maybe they could tell me what exactly was done, because, like, I feel like it was a lot of, like, spell work that was done on me.
Yeah, no good. So I would try and get out of it, and I would not get involved with anybody doing voodoo. I'm not into that myself, and I do not like to see that happen. You just No, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. So what I'd like you to do is try and find somebody that can help you and be able mm-hmm. to possibly not only look at yourself, but also look in your home and cut all the remove any curses that may have be upon you. I can't help you with that, but look mm-hmm. under June Lundgren. She may be able to help you. LUNDGREN, June Lundgren. She does deal with the dark side. That's her niche. She's a colleague of mine. And go ahead and look at her. Look upon her, June Lundgren, LUNDGREN. She was on our radio show probably about a month and a half ago. So have her check
okay.
you up and have her checked in on you, okay? I would not personally get involved. Mm-mm, no way, shape, or form. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure you just don't stay away from people like that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks
song.
For calling in.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, take care,
bye.
Girl.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
We talk to a lot of, over the years, a lot of people that practice everything from Satanism to witchcraft to voodoo to any kind of paganistic ritual. Now, Sherry, you know me. I'm the captain skeptic of all that kind of stuff. But what it is, that we're surrounded by rituals all the time. Everybody does some sort of ritual, whether you're part of an organized religion or celebrating a holiday. I don't necessarily think that those rituals have any specific power, but what it is the intention. The person, the practitioner is putting the intention out there, and it potentially could affect somebody, whether they're aware of it or not. And I agree, Sherry, if I thought that somebody cast some sort of spell, hex, or curse on me, and I felt that maybe that was what was causing drama in my life, I would probably seek a practitioner and get that cleared, despite the fact that I'm skeptical, you know, just to be on the safe side, it probably wouldn't hurt. But even if it's a bunch of bullshit all the way around, just the fact of you seeing a practitioner can reinforce your mind, you know what I mean? Like it's your intention to get the curse removed, whether there's a curse or not, can have beneficial effects just removing it just by thinking you're removing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, and knowing by that spirit, you know, that knowing very precise, he knows what he's doing, you know, those kind of things. I don't really want to get delved into it, but yes, and she's such a beautiful soul, and I just hope that she gets the help. So hopefully June will get a call from her or text from her, and she can help her out. But there's things, like you said, Jason, no matter what, she needs to seek help. And I'm glad that maybe synchronicity that she came on tonight and I was able to guide her to the right step and helping her clear what she can do to go and, you know, keep away from that stuff. Yeah, don't ever deal with that kind of stuff. No. Absolutely. And she's such a beautiful soul. Very angelic, very empathic. She's just a really sweet soul. Do we have another caller?
We do. We have the person that you arranged to call in, so I'll go ahead and bring her on.
All right. Excellent.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Hi. Where are you calling
Hello.
From?
Hi. I'm calling from Eva in I'm calling from Kapolei in on the island of Oahu in Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. Yay. Oh my God. Yes. So yeah, we've been having a night tonight so far.
So I didn't call in to ask you for anything, but I'm calling you to thank you for, I don't know if you remember me, but my name is Malia, and I called you a year ago, about a year and a month ago or so, because my grandmother had died, and I was really missing her. And about 6 months before I called you, COVID hit Hawaii, and our whole state shut down, and me, along with thousands of other people started to work from home instead of going in to the site or to the office every day. And so I live in an apartment, yeah, and I was raised by my grandparents, and both of them, my grandfather had died and my grandmother had just died. And so I was really grief-stricken. And so I sought to honor her in every way I could. She was a lay maker. So lay is like a garden of flowers, you know, and that it's Hawaiian. And so her whole yard was full of lay plants to make lay with, like ferns and gardenia and kika, like cigar flower, pokenikeni, pikake, pakalana, all the Hawaiian lay flowers. And that's how she made extra money. You know, that's how she bought shoes for her seven children as they were growing up. You know, that was like a part of her livelihood for her. And she would make lay for entertainer and such in Waikiki showrooms. So because I live in an apartment, I don't have a yard, so I have a lanai, though, that's like a patio. And so I set that up as my outdoor office. And I had like a tray table with my laptop on it, a rocking chair, and like 100 different potted plants, all lay plants, all the plants that my grandmother had in her yard. Okay, so, and then I also had like a few vegetable pots, and like squash and eggplant, long beans, stuff like that, Asian vegetables that we ate from. So, now, that was in last March when the whole shutdown started, and I set up my home office. I started to work immediately, almost to the day, when I started to sit outside for 8 hours a day writing. This dove came and kind of just like was nesting in my squash pot, the squash seedlings, which was unusual because I'm sitting there at my laptop writing, and she's maybe 6 or 7 inches from my elbow, and she wasn't scared. She would just sit there, and then after a while, I mean, all day with me, she wouldn't leave. And then when I went in the house at night to bring my computer inside, then she would go fly off and do whatever birds do. And then the next morning, almost immediately, as soon as I sat down again, she would come and sit right by, not even 6 inches away from my elbow. That's where she would stay. And we got really friendly. She let me, you know, little by little, I would touch her, then pet her, and then she would eat out of my hand bird seed. My grandmother, you know, every morning, you know how old people, they eat the same thing every morning? So she always would eat toast and tea, green tea and toast with butter and one soft-boiled egg. So that's what I made for my breakfast, and that's what I would feed the bird. And she would eat soft boiled egg and toast out of my hand. Okay, and so which I never thought anything about it because, you know, it just grew on me over the 6-7 months and then she would have babies and raise her babies, and then they would fly away over the course of several months, and then she would go probably get pregnant, and then when she'd come back, she was pregnant again. And she would just keep doing that, like for over a year, like just right next to me. And as soon as and only there when I'm there. Anyway, so I was really missing her one day, and I went on Facebook and I saw your Facebook page, and I called you. You might not remember me, but I called you and I told you, I told you, I'm missing my grandma. And then you said, she's still here. She's still there. She's right with you. You need to open your eyes and look for things that are not normal, things that are out of the ordinary, things that should not be. Look for those things. Open your eyes. Be alert. And, you know, and it really resonated within me because that is so Hawaiian. That is how my grandparents thought. We call that in Hawaii, we call that ho'ailona. It means like a clue or a signal or a sign. A sign. You know, from Pole, from the other world. And then
that bird
I was
is your
like,
grandmother.
Okay.
That bird is
your
grandmother.
Yeah, that's what you told me. That's what you told me.
That's what I'm getting. I don't remember the story, but that you're, when you're telling me the story now, you're, that bird is your grandmother.
Yeah. That's what you told me, okay? I was like, okay, whatever. I was kind of skeptical, too. But then, the more I thought about it, and it, then, like, it just hit me. It just hit me. Like, that is not normal. That is out of the ordinary. That doesn't happen. I'm feeding this bird out of my hand toast and soft-boiled egg every morning, you know? And so, but how I wanted to end that was, and she's still there. She's still calm, but I'm used to her now. But, you know, I give her a name. Like, my dad was Samoan, so I call her Laulupe, which means my dove in Samoan.
Aww.
And so I think it's actually a song in Samoan. Laulupe uale lelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel song, my dove, you know? And so I sing that to her every day.
Awesome.
And every time I sing it, she cocks her head and she just like almost leans her head on my hand. Like, that's not normal. But it wasn't until you said that all my, like, you know, we live in this modern world. I'm forced to live in this modern world. And I forgot the world of my childhood. That those are the things that my grandparents taught me and raised me. Look for the Hawaii Lona. Look for those things that are not, that are out of the ordinary, that are different, that should not be. And that's your Hawaii Lona. So I just, but it gave me so much comfort. It still gives me comfort. She still gave me comfort. But it gave me comfort when I really needed it then.
Is she still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she had no babies?
Yeah,
did she have any more babies?
She's had four litters in the year since March, last March, four. Every time she goes away, then my husband says, oh, she's probably like catting around again. Because she comes back Hawaii, right? She comes back pregnant.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Sherry. You're
thank
like
you.
Right on the ball.
Thank
all
you.
The
how's
time.
Halloween in Hawaii? How's that out there?
It's on, so it's legal. I mean, kids can trick or treat, so we'll see how that goes.
And you guys are pretty restricted. Are you guys able to ignore?
Well, we have levels, yeah. So when the COVID infection rate stays down below a certain rate for so many so many days, then we can go to the less restrictive level, to the higher levels, from like level 3 to level 4, which we are at now, level 4. But if the infection rate increases and stays above a certain level for so many days, then we go back down. So it's a constant seesawing. But, you know, we're resilient, so
are you guys
we deal with it.
Vaccine cards? How is that? Do you have to have vaccine cards, or can you just
You need a vaccine card to go into any restaurant. Well, you can buy food like takeout. You can get takeout and drive through. But if you want to eat in, if you want to dine in, you need the card. If you want to, yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
And you can get cited. I think now it's 25 or 50 people, like, I think it's 20. It used to be 25 people was the limit outside, because if it's more than that, they'll cite you, which is kind of selective. They cite, I call it the brown people filter. If you're brown, then they cite you. If you're not, you can get away with it.
Well, that's an amazing story with the dove, and that does sound very unusual. I don't ever remember a time when a bird basically was tamed and, like, you know, right then and there. So, very unusual.
Yeah, and then my husband would say, that's kind of gross. Isn't that, like, cannibalistic? She's eating egg. And I'm like, oh, I never thought about that. She was eating soft-boiled egg. She liked it. She still likes
it. Wow.
But, yeah, thank you.
She made herself
thank
at home.
Sherry,
she's watching
you.
Over you.
No, but you gave me so much comfort, and I still to this day, I still remember you. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. My goodness. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I'm glad to be of service. I love what I do. And if I can help people that come to me, seek me out and everything, I just really enjoy it. It's amazing. I just love what I do. So, yeah, if I can be of service to anybody that are, you know, that are just beautiful souls, more power to everybody.
Yeah, yep. You're awesome.
What do you think, Jason, about...
Okay,
thank
Aloha.
You. Jason, what do you think about having to show your vaccination cards? What's your thought on that?
Well,
so,
I'm
so
always...
what vaccination card? Oh, sorry.
Oh,
yes,
I'm kind of against surveillance and anything that propagates that, such as having to show a vaccination card and all that, and I don't know. I'm not too thrilled about it. I have it now so that I can show it, but there's just a lot of scary stuff going in this country, and I just see the vaccination card as being, you know, another way to control. They'll come up with an app. I know some states already have apps and all this, and it's just going to give opportunity for nefarious people to do hacking and steal personal information. And now the kind of the big thing is there's a portion of a bill that is going to require, or that's proposed anyways, that's going to require employers or banks to report any, if a bank account has more than like $500 in a year going through it, they're going to start reporting the transactions to the IRS so that they can catch tax dodgers and stuff like that. It's just, you know, it's just spying, and I don't know. That's my take on that. I don't like it.
I'm so sorry. Can I just add one thing before I go?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. So, you know, I personally, I'm vaccinated, but I have a lot of health issues, so I'm high risk. But also, I am Hawaiian. I am Native Hawaiian, and 90%, 95% of the Hawaiian population were killed by foreign diseases that were introduced to our islands to the Native people, Hawaiians, my people, by people who are not from here, yeah? And so 95% died off. And not only the people died off, but all the knowledge and the values and the practices that were part of them died off with them. So much of my culture was lost because of introduced foreign diseases. So Hawaiians, we want our Hawaiian people to be vaccinated because we know what it's like to lose a race. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say.
Wow.
That's the other side of the coin.
That's the other side
so
of
as
the
a Hawaiian,
coin, yeah.
I'm speaking that. Yeah, so as a Native, because I don't consider myself an American. I'm sorry. I'm Hawaiian. And that's my perspective. It's only my perspective, you know, everybody else. And I'm sure other Hawaiians have their own different perspectives. But just for the safety of my people, that we are not, you know, just removed from the space of this planet, that we're still here. And we, as Hawaiians, we need to make sure that our race survives. Yeah. That's my take. Mahalo. Thank you for letting me speak.
No problem. We like your interaction. No problem. It's refreshing to have a different point of view. It really is. There's no wrong way or right way. I think that we have it come from a different perspective, and it's good to hear that, you know, how the Hawaiians, they've been wiped out because of the pandemics, different things and things like that. I can understand that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're really, I understand. You don't want people to get sick. I get that. I really do. What about the people that are remote? You have a lot of homelessness, Malia. What do you do with the people that are remote? Do they have any government subsidy or Medicare they're able to help?
There is a lot of programs that are, you know, that are in place to help houseless people. But, you know, actually, most of the houseless people are not from Hawaii. They're from outside. They're from the continental United States. And they come here. They don't have a space. They think it's the weather's nice. It's better, you know, easier to live houseless outside here because you don't have to deal with snow and cold and rain and all that. But they have no support system. They have no family. They have no friends. And they have no job, no money, no way to provide for themselves. And they come here with no planning. Yeah, so they eventually fall to the streets. And they become their, it's like a hidden underground population, and they don't have anything really. They don't interact with everyone else. They only interact with themselves. And every couple months, the city will do a sweep and get rid of all their stuff. But, you know, and they clean the area out. But then again, sometimes in certain areas, the houseless that live in a certain area will take care of the place. You know, they start gardens, they keep things clean, they make sure that the animals are well behaved, and they take care of each other. So what happens when they do the sweep, like the city and county of Honolulu will do a sweep and get rid of just trash. All their stuff and trash, the whole area where was their encampment. And then what happens is that the worst people, all the druggies and the people, you know, who are desperate will move in and take over. So at least the houseless who we could be houseless. I could be houseless tomorrow. Something could happen. You never know, right? It could be me there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But what happens is, yeah, at least they take care. There's certain parts of this island where you have houseless encampments, and they take care. They take care of their property, their land. They take care of each other. So, you know, it's not just like, okay, we're going to sweep the island and get rid of all the houses. No, no. You cannot look at it from that institutional point of view. They're people. You have to look at them individually and see what they need, whatever services they need. You cannot just batch them all together, which is why there are really no verifiable and lasting statistics on houseless and how it has affected, how COVID has affected them. But Oahu, my island, does have Queens Hospital downtown, which was started by our Native Hawaiian King Kamehameha IV and his queen, Emma Rook. They went door to door, a king and a queen, to raise money, to fundraise, to build this hospital, because the queen's father was a doctor, and she knew the suffering that her people were going through. And at that time, they were dying off like flies. There's so many dying because of introduced pandemics like measles and rubella and whooping cough and influenza. High Hawaiians died by the thousands, Native Hawaiians, not other people now, not the immigrants from Asia, not the Caucasians from the United States, because they were... they had been exposed to all these diseases, and they had built up immunity. Hawaiians were isolated for 1,000 years on an isolated archipelago. They had no immunity to any of these diseases. They dropped like flies. So because of that, our king and our queen, my Hawaiian king and Hawaiian queen, went door to door to fundraise to build this hospital for the people. And even today, if you don't have money to pay your bill, houseless people, they can go and be served at Queen's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
Because that is the legacy of our king and queen.
And they will have to pay? I mean, it's like they will help them?
Well,
without,
you know,
any...
of course they're gonna get billed. They're going to be invoiced, right?
Oh, okay.
Their services, everything has a cost. But, they're not, you know, there's allowances, I'm sure. But, of course, it's an institution, and it's there every day because costs have to be, they have costs. It needs to be maintained in order for them to provide service, you know?
Right. Well, I know, like, the homeless in Oregon, I don't know, Jason, I don't know, you live on the other side of town from me, but we go through Portland, it was, oh, my goodness, it just seems like it's growing, the homeless population.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
where are these people going to go? I mean, there's some that are, you know, maybe have alcohol or drug problems, and some are mentally ill, but what are those that are, you know, going through a divorce or going through job loss and they're out in the streets, you know?
So, but yeah. Mahalo for having letting me share my mahalo to you. Thank you so much, Sherry. And I don't want to take up any more. I don't want to hog the microphone, so I'm going to say goodbye. But you're awesome, Sherry. You're awesome. Okay.
Thank you. I'm very humbled. Thank you. And I'd be more than happy to be of service to you again.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks
take
for
care.
Calling
girl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Yeah. Aloha to you, too. Mahalo. All right.
All righty then. So, actually, it looks like we got a few minutes left, Sherry. What should we talk about? We always go on the fly, you know. There's zero preparation that goes into this. We just we work on the fly.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, Jason, what's going on in the hospitals now that you've been in there? Are they having more COVID cases? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, for those that don't know, I work in pathology. I work at a regional laboratory, but incidentally, this week I'm going to be working in a hospital by myself for the first time, which kind of sucks. I was trained at that location, and you know, I had to take a month off of work because of the whole COVID vaccine thing. But I got to go there tomorrow, and so I'm a little nervous about it because I actually have to work in some procedures, you know, with the patient and stuff like that. Even though I'm pathology, I got to go into these rooms, and people are getting needles jabbed into their neck and getting tissues sucked out through a needle, and then I got to make slides and do all this other stuff. So I'm kind of nervous about it. But it's busy. Everything I've heard in terms of the medical system up in Oregon, it's busy because a lot of people have, and this is nationwide, have not been seeking routine care because of the pandemic. And now that people are getting sick of it and more people are getting sick of the pandemic and more people are getting vaccinated, all these routine problems have turned into serious problems. So from what I understand, throughout the country, a lot of ERs are completely bombed. Certain hospitals, people just don't have space anymore, so they just throw people on gurneys and let them sit in the hallway, you know. So it's there's a rush. There's a rush to get stuff done, and I'm not immune to it because I'm involved with surgical procedures, and so all those surgical procedures that were held off for such a long time, you know, we got full schedules. So a lot of tissue, a lot of gross stuff coming across my plate.
Oh, wow. What we can do is just maybe pray for the planet. You know, hopefully things will get better. Wow, that's crazy. And you guys are feeling the scarcity of help, being that some people are not cooperating with the mandate and not wanting to get vaccinated, so you're running on a skeleton crew. Are you feeling that pressure yet, Jason?
We're definitely short-staffed, but what I learned working even pre-pandemic is it's always short-staffed. The whole medical side's short-staffed. I think they do that tactically to save money. But yes, there were the system that I work for. I don't know how many people were let go. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 800. I work for a fairly large system. So yeah, that makes it even worse. And as a result of people not getting vaccinated, the employees not getting vaccinated, I know a lot of the urgent cares have shut down and they're trying to consolidate their labor force to accommodate the patients. So, and that, I'm pretty sure that's nationwide. So yeah, it's crazy. And it's interesting, looking for jobs, a lot of jobs are offering, you know, sizable sign-on bonuses and retention bonuses. I don't ever remember seeing it like that before. You know, here's a few thousand just to get hired. And it's like everywhere, all the systems are so short staffed that they're trying to take employees from other places by offering incentives. So I think all the large systems are trying to fight over labor force.
Right, and they gotta throw that carrot out, right? You have to throw that carrot out so that people will bite.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually,
wow,
you know, here's a piece of news for you, Sherry. It was odd. I don't know if this was like some divine communication to me, but I came to the conclusion, it just flew into my head and was like, I have to do this. And what that was I think I'm going to move to Southern Oregon, Klamath Falls. I've got to get out of Portland.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know. A higher power communicated with me and said, it's time to leave. I've been in Portland for 30 years. It's time to move out. So look for that in the future. My ass is going to be selling a house and getting the hell out of this crazy town.
But we still can carry on with Paranormal Horizons. That's the good thing, right?
That is right, and we're just about out of time. So
yes,
I want to thank the callers for calling
fast.
In. Yeah, it did. I got some pizza I got to throw in the microwave, so I'm fairly excited about that.
I was not able to hear them. They were sounding really muffled, really bad. I couldn't hear them. So that's why I was asking to repeat that. I don't know what it was, but it was very, very muffled. But I'm glad that they called and were able to get some answers and getting maybe some guidance in what's going on and everything. So, just hope that they can they'll be watched over and protected and whatever, and you know, go forth with some kind of incentive to move forward for their lives. So, yeah, that's really good. Okay? But in the meantime, hey, guys, one thing really quickly. I got a new website. My website is www.psychicmediumsherry.com. It's no Weebly now. It's psychicmediumsherry.com. So I had a marketing company from Hawaii. Yes, guys, I do a lot of work in Hawaii. One of my people that own a marketing company had created a website. Excellent work. Still needs to be tweaked, but I think the tweaking is just a process of just fine-tuning as we go by. But, yes, check out my website, www.psychicmediumsherry.com, or you can reach me at Psychic Medium Sherry on Facebook. So I'm a medical Qigong practitioner, a medical medium, which is that's part of it, and I'm also a psychic and a medium. So anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. Jason, go ahead and get into your pizza. I'm going to start with my corned beef and cabbage. And until next week, we'll figure it out. Maybe we can go live with something. I can twist your arm and see if we can go live next week.
That would be fantastic. Well, I hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week. Give us a like on Facebook, on Paranormal Horizons on Facebook. We got to get that Facebook page fired up again. We at one point we are reaching millions in 1 week, and that's died, and our fans are dropping like flies. We got to figure that one out. But
it's the algorithms.
Damn algorithms. Damn Zuckerberg.
I know. Okay. All right, everybody. Take care. Hey, be safe, be well, and peace. See you next week.
Good night, everyone.